Welcome to Environmental Voices. I'm your host, Marie Rock, and today we're going to talk about becoming environmentally friendly in the construction industry. It's estimated that in the next 20 years, we'll reach our peak capacity for oil consumption. Demand continues to rise for crude oil, despite the fact that global production of oil is decreasing, and demand is no different when it comes to the construction industry. Construction contributes so much to the economy and brings in so much revenue that it becomes increasingly difficult to fix something that doesn't appear to be broken. Industries such as construction depend on cheap crude oils to use in their machines to implement production or manufacture. The industry is beginning to change its attitude toward how construction processes are implemented and is now recognizing the problem with pollution. The market is using recyclable methods in the same way as leading car manufacturers and the fashion industry by making sure waste is kept to a minimum. As well as this, the government in the UK is beginning to implement more legislation that stipulates construction firms should include green initiatives, such as including energy-efficient technology. Three things are considered during the design and implementation stages when building a proposed structure if it's to be ecologically beneficial. Ordered in three categories, these considerations can be evaluated within the pre-build phase, during the build, and the post-build phase. Before you start the build, considering whether or not the materials have been locally sourced or are they renewed materials from a previous job. Furthermore, could these materials be recycled further? Furthermore, where could they be used in future construction developments? And is this a cost-effective and practical idea if they're going to be used in the future? If you're able to establish one of these three things before the build stage, then the structure is going to be contributing towards an environmentally friendly design that'll benefit green infrastructures in the long term. This will also benefit domestic economies, as manufacturers don't need to outsource new materials at a cost, as they can recycle old ones. Secondly, is energy being used to build the structure being wasted during its construction? Machines can be overused and overworked, which leads to energy being wasted rather than being used efficiently. Hybrid modem technologies such as nifty lift cherry pickers ensure all energy is used to complete the job with the environment in mind. As well as efficiency, this covers cost. If machines are running unnecessarily during downtime, this incurs a greater fuel cost within the overall construction process. If the electric only option is turned on, then 0% emissions are produced, which can also run alongside the diesel engine if need be, when loads are particularly heavy or the job requires more power. Once the design has been implemented and construction is finished, is energy being wasted within the structure itself? Rather than using new insulation, recycled paper can be used as insulation. Functioning as a cheaper and practical alternative to the production of new insulation materials, specifically for individual roofs, there's no added cost, and there's no need to order vast quantities of insulation on a big job, which would result in a significant cost. In addition to this, any timber that's used should always be sourced locally when possible from sustainably managed forests, or reclaimed wood can be used instead. Not only does this ensure that construction processes are greener, it also ensures that our natural landscapes remain as they should be and are not damaged by man-made processes. By incorporating energy-efficient and eco-friendly technologies within design structures, this is what the construction industry is already doing to remain green. Solar energy, used for either generating electricity within a building or to power a boiler and generate hot water within a domestic property, solar energy is a natural way of gaining quality source of energy. Large corporations have also incorporated solar energy designs into manufacturing plants, which means that a proportion of their total energy consumption is produced by natural processes as opposed to greenhouse gases. Water filtration and drainage systems. Now, these systems are designed so that the water within a building is consistently reused. As well as this, biological waste is recycled and treated safely. Drains can also be designed so that they lead to green spaces, ensuring that no water that is collected is wasted. Rainwater can be collected for plants, therefore water doesn't need to be wastefully used from a tap. Low energy lighting. Accounting for 100% energy saving, low energy lighting can last twice as long as regular bulbs. Accounting for 80% of the building's total running costs over the course of its lifetime, operation and maintenance costs account for a vast proportion of costs overall. When it comes to water and energy, operating costs can be diminished by a third when using green energy initiatives. The savings shouldn't be ignored, as this may be the difference between a business breaking even and producing a net profit. To minimize artificial lighting costs, once a building has been constructed, daylight can be used within the design. This is a good thing because vitamin D from sunlight can help improve the indoor environment quality for workers or inhabitants using that building, as the health benefits are increased for those using it. Green building manufacturers can also benefit the environment by using recyclable and long-lasting materials during the construction process. What this means is that fewer materials are needed within the design structure, and this results in a cost saving and less energy being used in the form of diesel fuels being expended within the construction process. As well as this, if the proposed structure is being used for a domestic or commercial purpose, then people are more likely to rent or buy these premises or properties. The reason for this is that people are more inclined to invest in something that is ecologically conscious rather than something that isn't. The factors combined help slow down the rate at which climate change is occurring, and it's also improving the long-term future of our planet and the sustainability of construction in the future. By using less processes that pollute the environment and more that help sustain it, environmentally friendly construction helps retain the economic and environmental sustainability of the construction industry in the long term. To learn more, livingbeyondgreen.com. Information for this program can be found at globalissues.org. That's going to wrap up this edition of Environmental Voices for KOJB 90.1 The Eagle. I'm Marie Rock.